This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White Hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Welcome to the program for another week. I am Jay John.
I am Jeanette.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You look good.
Yeah.
You've rushed here from work as usual?
No, I rushed here from 7-Eleven.
Anything interesting happening at 7-Eleven?
No, just cheezels.
Good times.
Love me some cheezels.
We have a big show today. Can I tell you a little bit about it?
No.
To our first song. No, I'm going to tell you about it anyway.
Please tell me about it because I slightly care.
No, I just burped into the mic. That's terrible. We have a interview coming up with Luke. Do you know that guy? We interview him every Monday.
He's my favorite person in the world.
Going to be chatting gaming. We will be speaking to Jay of Vivian's Verdict, which is a rock group from Singapore. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. There is so much coming up on the show. Plus, we'll be having a chat to Mel, who came in here a couple of weeks ago from the GOT7 International Australia fan group to talk about how, you know, the GOT7 hysteria is going.
I tried not to make that happen so much.
Music-wise, we have some great tracks that's been chosen by this man, Robert, in the studio.
How you going?
Do you want to tell us what songs are coming up?
Oh, well, why not?
Wow, good. Do it.
We've got a track from our friends at GOT7.
Nice.
From New World.
Good.
We've also got some Miss A, bit of a classic.
Throwing that back.
Absolutely. Mia Sisway.
Yeah.
Naturally, some more GOT7.
Because that's what we do.
Absolutely.
You know what? So much coming up. Let's get into the first GOT7 song. And I think we've chosen Dreaming. So here it is on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. That was GOT7.
Dreaming.
On.
Dreaming.
The Jeanette and Jay John Show.
Dreaming.
Asian Pop Radio. Flight Low. Turbulence.
Yep.
Yep. Tickets went on sale and went into meltdown over the weekend for the Aussie shows in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
My computer.
Did you get on and try to book tickets?
Try to.
Yeah.
Then it went pow.
No luck.
Everybody was getting it at the same time. That's why. So.
Yeah. See, I'm quietly confident that we won't need to buy tickets because I'm waiting for a miracle.
That GOT7 will be in my house.
I don't know what the miracle is, but I'm hoping for
GOT7
something.
GOT7 in Robert's house.
They're like buying stuff.
Invited.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be a very squishy concert.
It might not be a concert. It might be
fan meet.
A high touch.
Wow, it might be a low touch. GOT7 and Bangtan Boys won awards over the weekend for first and fourth quarters respectively at the Gaon Awards. While boy bands dominated the album subcategory, it was the female artists who stood out in the song section. Twice and Blackpink each took two artists of the awards, with the former winning the prize for April and October, while the latter was awarded for August and November. There you go. Source, thejakartapost.com.
Oh, thanks, Jakarta Post.
Loving their K-pop in Jakarta.
Wonder if I can collect stamps there at the Jakarta Post.
Oh, dear. Here's the news headlines. That's New World by Hello Sleepwalkers from their new mini album Shinsekai.
Same. Understand that.
Jeanette J. John, Asian Pop Radio. Hello Sleepwalkers is a five-member Japanese alternative rock band from Okinawa. Formed in 2008, the band is signed to A-Sketch Music label and have currently released three studio albums, one extended play, four single albums, and 10 singles. They are best known for performing the opening theme song of the anime Noragami Goya no Mashiwase. Did I say that right?
No, not at all.
At all? Did I get any of it right? Partial credit?
No.
Close enough.
How's your weekend, guys?
I was just saying
get up
that.
To much?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Eat cheezels.
That's all you did over the weekend?
And a bacon and egg sandwich that comes with barbecue sauce.
That's an interesting combination.
I love it.
Awesome.
Really big weekend for you, Jeanette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you work, though? Is that why work is sucking the life from you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you okay? You're holding your chest.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because things are falling out where they shouldn't fall out.
Is that why you're keeping your chisels?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you want one?
Warm. Not at all.
They're freshly baked.
Oh, that's disgusting. Wow. I think I might pass, but thank you very much for
that's
the offer.
Okay.
What did you get up to, Robert? Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, fairly busy weekend, really.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you do?
Oh, I went down and visited the parents.
Yeah, the folks.
Yeah.
The folks. Yeah, the rentals. The pears.
Well,
I don't know where we're going.
Apples.
When you're bunking the night, yes, absolutely.
Wow, you're bunking with the parents.
No,
pretty interesting.
No, just taking up the spare room.
Oh, okay. So it's a bit of a trip to get to them?
Oh, not really. It's about an hour and a half.
So that is a trip.
But it's long enough. That's a 3-hour return.
No, that's pretty long.
Yeah, true.
Different definitions.
Did you have a good time with your parents? Is that possible? Are they good to be around?
Some of the time, yeah.
Some of the time.
I think that's consistent with many people.
Yeah. No, that's right. I think that if you're around anyone in the family for too long, you can start to pull your hair out, right? Yeah. Great. Well, guys.
What happened on your weekend?
What happened on the weekend for me?
That's nice. Our next track is...
I went to the gym twice.
Ew.
I went to the gym. And in town, there was a Greek festival. So we went to the Greek festival. We had some kebabs and tried some Greek yogurt and all that kind of stuff.
Kebabs or souvlakis?
You're right. Souvlaki. Yes.
Did you really go to the Greek festival?
No, I did,
then?
But they look the same, you know.
No, they don't.
Well, same kind of thing.
No, it's not.
Well, it's not a meat pie, is it? It's closer to a kebab than a meat pie or an apple tart.
I would say closer to a wrap, but...
Yeah, true. True. You're probably... Yeah. All right. Anyway, so I'm completely wrong, but
rap,
I'm used
Robert.
To that. And then I went to a cocktail lounge. It's like 1806. Have you been there?
No.
Pretty cool. It was like awarded the best cocktail menu in 2008. I don't know what's happened ever since, but awarded best cocktail menu
still good?
Worldwide in 2008. They have many, many, many different cocktails. True story.
Which one did... What was your favorite one?
I can't remember. I had too many cocktails. I didn't have a cocktail.
Sound like a middle-aged woman.
I had a champagne. I was
there
with my
mum. Like
I couldn't drink too much. I was there with my mum.
Well, that's why you said
everyone else had cocktails. I was there. I was the Dezo.
So you were watching. Put that down, Lisa. You've had too many drinks.
Something along those lines. And then on Sunday, I had to go to a family reunion. We do it once a year. We catch up with everyone.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Did you eat blocks of cheese and mayonnaise?
Pretty much. It was at a German restaurant. It wasn't a Dutch restaurant, but it was a German restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the Munich Brauhaus?
It was.
Ew, they have such good pretzels.
And the good-looking staff as well.
Yeah.
Slightly,
pretty impressive. But, you know, each to yourself.
Anyway, enough about staff at the Munich Brauhaus. Let's get into more K-pop. We're going to play some Miss A, Love Again, on the Jeanette and J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John.
I am Jeanette.
And we have Robert in the studio.
How are you doing?
Good stuff, Robert. Good to have you here. We are crossing to Singapore now to speak to Jay of Vivian's Verdict. How are you going, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's great here.
It's great to be speaking to you finally. Let's get to know you first, Jay. When did you pick up a guitar for the first time?
I cannot really remember. I think it was 11 or 12. Yeah, I actually got inspired by watching one of the really old school videos. I think it was Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, and he was like playing like blues and stuff like that, and and that got me inspired. And then I don't know, I asked my dad to give me like give me guitar lessons and stuff like that, and then he got me an acoustic guitar. And when the acoustic guitar came, and I was like, okay, that's not the one that I saw on TV, right? I mean, I saw like Jimmy Page, like, you know, you know, and stuff like that. I want that one. I don't want this one and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a bit of a love and hate kind of relationship with the guitar. Yeah,
dads get things right sometimes, don't they? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Are there any other musical instruments that you are fond of, or you know, that you can play?
I play the piano. Yeah, that's for sure. Like every Asian kid in Singapore.
We all played piano in our childhood.
Yes. That's a prerequisite, right? But yeah, I tried playing the drums because, like, you know, I think hitting things would be cool. But yeah, besides that, like, I don't know, like musical instruments, like, but I DJ as well.
Ooh.
You know, when I can.
I wasn't aware of that. Where do you DJ? Do you like do that privately, or you know you're doing that at the club?
I do that in a club in Singapore, but not anything like resident or something like that. But like I produce electronically too. So yeah, that's another project other than Vivian's Verdict.
Fantastic. You got your finger in a few pies there, Jay.
Wow.
I did say pies.
Thank you.
Settle down. The music scene in Singapore seems pretty tight knit. Is there a lot of support for each other?
Yeah, there is like support in the, from the government sector, like maybe Noise Singapore. There's a lot of up and coming artists. They want to like you know, have a lob search or something like that in the local scene, and then they don't know where to reach out to. So there's platforms like Noise Singapore, schools like Thunder Rock, band in Singapore. Yeah, we try to like have a community going here. So yeah, we try to help out each another. We are not genre bound. We go out for, you know, to support other people's gigs. Yeah, whenever we can. Yeah.
Right. So who are some of the other musicians that you can rely on for some support or advice? Is there anyone in particular that you can kind of look up to, like a mentor? Or
first and foremost, Simon Yong. Simon Yong Band. Well, Simon Yong has been playing in the industry for a really, really long time. He's a good friend of mine too. If I'm stuck somewhere or roadblock, thinking of something, you know, couldn't get past anything, I'll actually look out or reach out to him and ask for advice. Where should I go? Am I doing it the right way? I kind of like need this portion moving along and I'm stuck here. What am I going to do? He gives really very, very good constructive advice. Other than that, there's also like a Thunder Rock school. Thunder Rock school, there's like Martin from Caracal. If not, like Ben, like friends, like guys from Gilded Age, Box Child. They are all cool guys. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds, I would say in a word, pleasant. If anything goes wrong and we want to, you know, be critiquing each other, we just pull each other's hair on Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Jeanette.
Are there any global musicians you look up to?
Oh, wow. There's a lot, like really, there's a lot of up and coming ones. I don't know. There's so many in my head right now. but the ones all the way from before, like we get influenced by, say, Bullet for My Valentine.
Ooh.
And then all the way to like Bring Me the Horizon Now, Protest the Hero, or the something heavier stuff and everything like that. I really look up to their direction. And of course, like dubstep artist and producer Skrillex, right? He's got like post-hardcore like background, all the way he moved up to electronic. Yeah, electronic scene, that's like Daft Punk. Yeah, I look up to all those guys and then where their directions are going. And then they don't really follow the trend.
Yeah.
We have to keep up with them because they create the trend. So, yeah.
Great.
Those are the guys that I really look up to. Hey, this is Jay from Vivian's Verdict, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio. Support us and support our music. Check out viviansverdict.com.
We're speaking to Jay of Vivian's Verdict on Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John Show. Now on to Vivian's Verdict specifically. Is it true that the group started with a focus on covers back in 2009?
Yes, definitely. Everyone starts off like playing covers. Like, you know, the Blink 182 and then the Green Day and everything like that. But for Vivian's Verdict, we cover like more rock kind of stuff, like The Killers, Our Lady Peace kind of stuff. And then slowly after playing covers and having covers, and then we got kind of like bored of playing other people's songs. And then we've got a strong message to actually, you know, tell the world and stuff like that. We have got like our own inspirations to write, and you know, we perceive rock music by our own. So the only natural thing is we got together and like, hey man, let's form an original band. And yeah, that's how Vivian's Verdict came about.
Nice.
Where did the name Vivian's Verdict come from?
Vivian is my ex-drummer's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Right.
Right. Okay. This is a very interesting story. So what happened was like Vivian Yuan was telling, they were going through a tough time, and then she wants to break up with him. Our ex-drummer came up to us, and then he was like, hey man, Vivian's verdict is like to break up with me. And I was like, hey, Vivian's verdict is such a cool name, man. We are going to call that name.
Wow.
but I mean, like, no insult or anything like that. It was like we were playing under another name, and then down the road, and then like because our ex-drummer have to go to where's that? New York.
Right.
To work, right. Yeah, and then like along we wanted a new name, and then like we thought like Vivian's verdict have a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Something distinctive and stuff like that. So we just incorporate the name.
Yeah, so it's got a ring to it, you've stuck to it. It's kind of like Asian pop radio, where we interview pretty much everyone that has nothing to do with or loosely something to do with Asian pop. But, you know, we've become a bit more diverse than that over the years.
Diversity is out.
Right.
You've recently had a bit of a lineup change. So that's quite funny, even like, you know, given the lineup change and the name from the former drummer and everything. But yeah, how has the lineup changed in recent times?
Right. Vivian's Verdict is actually a 5-piece band. And then along the way, our vocalist Desmond became a father, right? And then he kind of like need to take care of his family. He's got other commitments and stuff like that. And then the only natural thing to do is actually let him focus on his family and also his future endeavors. So that's for Desmond. And our second drummer, Kenneth, he is pursuing studies. So yeah, of course, engineering and calculus and everything like that. And then so we have to like, okay, he has to go. Everything happened like last year, 2016. So while we are still doing music, and we really love doing music, so along the way we just like happened to talk to people and stuff like that, and then from the old Vivian's Verdict we were just like playing maybe I'll like say like hard rock, and then like we wanted to go something heavier. We've got a third guitarist, he's playing a 7-string and everything like that, and then like okay, we have a specific sound that we want to go to. So we got the third guitarist, and then a new drummer, and also a female vocalist.
Great.
Initially we wanted a guy vocalist, but then in the end, like after jamming, trying out, and then like we have like Kerr and I.
Yeah,
right,
you were used to one particular thing, and then she came along, and you saw it was a bit different, and it made sense. You saw the light.
Yeah, her vibe and everything like totally push it, and we are like, okay, you know what, we are not searching for anyone, let's tune everything up.
Alright, Jay, we're running out of time, so I'm gonna jump forward to ask you about your new release, Hurricane. What's the story behind the song?
Well, Hurricane is, how do I say, pushing forward boundaries and everything like that, and also like trying so hard, you have got like an inner self, you know, and then you want to get out to something. I guess there's a lot of like interpretations of the song, but ours is like that, you know, just to like break free and then like moving forward. But to other people, when they listen to lyrics, it's something else. So yeah, we'll let people like interpret it by themselves.
Fantastic. And given the new release, a new lineup, a new year, do you feel optimistic about what's happening for 2017?
Definitely. We are looking to like play more shows, maybe reach out to international shows. Well, for instance, with Asian Pop Radio.
Hey!
So, yeah.
You're welcome. Jay, what advice do you think you can give to up-and-coming musicians?
Well, if you have a dream, you know what, like it might sound cliche, but if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't try, you will never get anywhere. I wouldn't say like we are anywhere right now, but at least we're trying.
Oh, you're somewhere.
Trying to get out there, trying to reach out. Thank you. Yeah. But the thing is, like, you have to go work hard.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Just keep going. You'll get there. Yeah.
I have to say that the quality of some of those videos that you've been putting up and the performances are really quite amazing and quite enjoyable. Like, when I started to get to know your group and what you've been doing, I really just sat back and watched it and took it all in, and I could just, you know, keep watching it for an hour. So you've really got some good stuff there, and I think I'm expecting big things for 2017.
Thank you.
High expectations from Asian Pop Radio. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Now, Jay, finally, I'm going to ask you, because I do ask every Singaporean, because I love Singapore. I love the food there. Where's your favorite place to eat in Singapore?
My favorite place, I like to say, like my favorite hangout is at River Valley Road. River Valley Road, that's this really very very nice chicken rice. Chicken rice is my favorite thing.
All right, we're all going down River Valley Road. Set.
Gonna buy 10 chicken and on rice.
Well, I'm vegetarian, so I'll eat the rice. I'll eat your share.
That's totally fine. I'll have 20 plates to myself.
I did go to Malacca a couple years ago and eat chicken rice. I should not have done it, but I promised everyone I would try it. So maybe I just have to promise Jay I'll eat chicken rice when I go to Singapore. Finally, Jay, how can we follow Vivian's verdict and support you guys on social media or iTunes?
Well, you can search up Vivian's Verdict on Facebook and on Instagram. If not, everything else is on iTunes and Spotify. Just search up Vivian's Verdict.
Excellent. Jay, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Got Seven on the Jeanette J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. And we spoke to this person in the studio last week, and she's back on the line to talk all things Got Seven. Mel from the Got Seven International Australia Fan Club.
Ooh. Hey, and you got the name wrong again.
Oh, did I do it the wrong way around?
What a dog.
Got Seven Australia International Fan Club.
Wow.
Kick him in the face.
I know.
Kick Jason in the face.
Everyone should kick me in the face, somewhere where it hurts. Leave it open to everyone's discretion. How are you, Mel?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Look, I'm on a Got Seven high. Everyone's on a Got Seven high. True story.
Yeah, good times. Very, very nervous. Very, very nervous day having to wait for the tickets.
Yes. Did you pick up some tickets? Did you have success?
We did. We did actually manage to get two, but it was very, very hairy in the getting. We had three peoples on computers and basically only one of us got through, but we were able to pick up tickets for each other. So
wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever worry that you're going to all of a sudden just have 20 tickets to the concert and no money to pay back the ticket price?
That would be nice because there's so many people actually like trying to get tickets. And unfortunately, there's scalpers out there already trying to get extra money for them.
Wow.
That sucks.
What are some of those tickets going for? Like, are they exorbitant amounts from the scalpers?
Well, they sort of went up, but they disappeared quite quickly. So I don't know whether these people were PM'd or what. But there's still people on there saying, look, you know, we're willing to pay double, et cetera, et cetera. So
cray, cray.
I'm really hoping that those poor people don't get ripped off.
Well,
fingers crossed.
And I'm hoping that they've got enough money saved and put aside to buy
merchandise
goodies through you guys for your fundraising efforts.
That would be fantastic.
So you did speak to us last week about this, and we've got our YouTube video, our video up on Facebook now. And maybe recap, how's it going? Are you getting some interest?
Okay, well, yes, we've sold over $70 worth so far.
Cha-ching!
Yes, but we definitely need a lot more than that, obviously. So, you know, basically if each person that's committed to Got7 bought one single item for $2, you know, it would really, really go a long way.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, they're getting an awesome handmade organic product to go with it.
Exactly. I believe you're currently making lip balm.
I am. I have just finished them. I'm just labeling them up now, and they will be going up on the Facebook page after I've spoken to you.
Now, are they made from Got7 lips?
Ew!
I wish. Aww. No.
I don't know. I just thought maybe, you know.
I think I'd be selling them for more than $2 if they had actual Got7 DNA.
The extra ingredient is love.
It is.
And look, a little bit more than $70 is needed. Come on, people, because, you know, that's probably just a couple kilos of steak. And boy, those boys need steak.
Yeah. And basically now that the tickets have, you know, that people have bought their tickets, you know, if they actually considered buying something or even just making a small donation, you know, it would be great because we really, really want to turn it on for the boys down here in Melbourne.
Yeah. Jeanette wants to turn it on for the boys down here in Melbourne.
Turn on some lane.
She's got quite a plan. Well, Mel, can you remind us
our first meetup is actually lunch on the 11th of March at Daejangum on Little Bourke Street as well. And items will be available for sale on the day, and we'll also be holding a mystery auction of both official Got7 items and Got7 related items. I will have pictures of wrapped items on Facebook very, very soon.
Ooh. Wow, there you go. That sounds rather exciting.
I feel sold. Take all my money.
Also, if people in Sydney actually want any of these items, one of our admins will actually be attending the Sydney fan meet.
Oh, wow.
So she can bring pre-ordered items with her.
And even if she's driving along, she'll probably get there quicker than Australia Post would.
Yeah, well, she will be. So there you go.
Personalized express delivery.
Exactly. Oh, Mel, it's really exciting. So can you remind us again how we can find out more information about what you're selling?
Okay, well, basically, if you go to the GOT7 Australia International Fan Club page on Facebook, all of the stuff is listed, all of the prices will be listed, and I will also be listing the ingredients of the lip balms just so that nobody, you know, just
yeah, no one wants
has any allergies or anything
yeah,
to this.
No one pieces, fat lips.
So, yeah, but they are all totally organic, and, I mean, I'm allergic to bees, and there's beeswax in there, and I'm actually fine with it. So.
Oh, there you go. Wow, cool. All right, Mel, thanks so much from the GOT7 Australia International Fan Club.
That's the one.
And keep us posted.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you backstage with GOT7.
Ooh.
Ooh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Mel.
Bye.
The Janette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. That's it for another episode of the Janette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. I know you're forcing cheesels into your mouth. It's okay. I know you're hungry. I'm going to let you do it. I'm just going to keep going because I can't stop radio. You just eat your cheesels. Robert, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, helping out with producing. Robert's eating. You're eating cheesels. Robert's eating popcorn. That's okay. You guys work hard. You're allowed to eat. Just don't tell the boss that you're eating popcorn in the studio.
Hey, Jace, I'm eating popcorn in the studio.
Nah, the bigger boss. There's always a bigger boss. You know that. We will be back tomorrow with a great show of stuff. So make sure you tune in at 7 p.m. Australia Eastern Daylight Savings Time and listen to our podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio and Asian Pop Radio on all platforms.
Yes.
Follow us, like us, see us first, all that kind of stuff. Stay in touch. Tell us what you think of Asian Pop Radio and what
it's
we can
good.
Do. Thanks, Jeanette. We didn't get on to Luke, but we'll hopefully chat to him again next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now the top 10.
Bye.
Bye.